You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Evan and Tiki on the fan on this Tuesday. Evan under the weather today. We'll see if we get him back tomorrow. It's been me, Tiki, Lukey along the way. Alex here as well. We are, let's do the math, 24, 48, 72, 75 hours away from first pitch in the World Series, Yankees and Dodgers. 75 hours away. We are also a couple days away from Friday being a day where you can win tickets to go see the World Series at Yankee Stadium by listening to Evan and Tiki. Why would you not try to do that with the way ticket prices are going off? Yankees and Dodgers, the first time they are meeting in a World Series since 1981. Every year, I got to feel like as a Yankee fan, every single year, people would predict in March, Yankees-Dodgers this year, Yankees, and we would never get there. The Yankees would fall short. The Dodgers would fall short. And now here we are, a World Series that I think everybody in America not named Met fans is very much excited for, and Lugie can attest. But the good news for Lugie, and the good news for plenty of Met fans, fortunately, I have nothing to look forward to as a Net fan, is that the Knicks season does begin tonight, in earnest, in Boston, taking on the crowned champions, the Boston Celtics. Out is Mitchell Robinson, obviously, for the coming weeks. Precious, with the strained left hamstring, is out tonight. The only Celtic on the injury report, Kristaps Porzingis, is out, as he's still recovering. But without further ado, the power of positivity, which might have derailed both the Jets and Mets season, is here to lead us in with a Nick Cinco de Fivo. It's Positive Tommy.
All right, guys. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. It is a big night in Boston as the Boston Celtics will receive the rings that belong to the Knicks. They are the uncrowned champions, and they will be the undisputed, they being the Knicks, champions of basketball this season. So I'm here to give you the top five reasons why the Knicks will win the championship this season.
All right.
Here we go.
Number five.
It's Karl Anthony Towns, a cat that will turn into a dog. And I am here for the Clyde analogies, you know, the heart of a lion with the feline quickness. I'm here for all those cat stuff. But again, part of what has, you know, followed Karl Anthony Towns throughout his career is those cat-like tendencies, the softness, maybe not the great basketball IQ, sort of moping around. Cat will turn into a dog. But the reality is, when you look at his game, we're talking about the best stretch big five in the history of the NBA. I think he's the best big man shooter ever in the history of the NBA. He's a perfect fit here with the pick and roll with JB, and I think he's going to bring a lot to this team. Karl Anthony Towns was a great addition, and you'll see it tonight and throughout the season.
Not a bad one, actually.
No.
Number four.
OG Anunoby. The OG Anunoby Knicks were the best team in basketball.
It's going to be the whole starting five.
When OG Anunoby is on the floor, the Knicks are the best team in the NBA because what he does defensively, his ability to camp in the corner, knock down the three-pointer. Anunoby, the Anunoby Knicks are the best team in the NBA, and that is number four why the Knicks are winning a championship this year.
Okay.
Number three.
Art?
It's the... What's that?
Keep going.
No, you muttered something under your breath there.
No, the coalition of Nick haters.
I was just feeling a little bit.
Number 21 that uttered something.
I thought I heard heart, but I will go to number three here, and that is the rest of the NBA. The Celtics are not going to win again.
Oh, a pivot.
You caught us.
The Sixers are an absolute joke. Joel Embiid is a wuss. The guy won't play back-to-backs. He's not even going to be starting this season. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Paul George, basically, they can't get him out of a wheelchair. So both of those guys, we got the Brooklyn Nets 2.0. The Sixers are done. Who else? The Bucks are old. They're trash. The Pacers didn't beat the Knicks. Attrition did. So I look at the NBA and I start to think, who's out in the West? The Thunder? Please. This is the Knicks year. You look around the landscape of the NBA. It is smooth sailing for the Knicks this year.
Okay.
Smooth sailing. Wow.
Number two.
It's Jalen Brunson, the king of New York.
Not
the superstar that we didn't think we got when we acquired him, or when he signed here, I should say. Jalen Brunson will lead the Knicks to the promised land. The first time in decades, Jalen Brunson will be the guy to get it done, and he's number two on this.
I'm actually now shocked on what number one's going to be.
Okay.
Number one.
I am 39 years old. This is the most talented Knicks roster in my lifetime. I know everybody wants to cling to the 90s Knicks, whether it be the Ewing, Starks, Oakley version, or the version with Ewing and Allen Houston and Spree and LJ and Camby, or for a lot of you out there listening, Carmelo Anthony, Stoudemire, that was your Knicks team. I've seen all of them. This is the most talented Knicks roster in our lifetime. It's the most hype, the most buzz that this team, that this franchise has had in my life. I can't wait. Uncrowned champion. And of course, I would be remiss not to remind everybody out there that the Knicks have dudes, the Knicks have dogs, and through the power of friendship, will do damage. And I don't appreciate that t-shirt, by the way.
Well, I was going to mention this. First of all, what was number one? Just to say that talent?
Let me look back up. Oh, yeah. The most talented roster in the NBA and in my lifetime.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.